Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good day, all you beautiful people. Bishop Randy Dean here again with you for this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values easily devolve into BS, meaning we will try to manipulate or control others in a way to get our life arranged the way we want if we're not starting and finishing with love. Love ensures that we stay on a true course for powerful and helpful relationships. But when we throw love to the door, or we decide somehow or another other values are more important than love, which, again, I've reached a point in my life, I can't imagine that. But if we were to do that, to decide that love wasn't the highest value of all human existence, well, then we're gonna go after other values, and those values are going to be manipulative, they're going to be BSing, they're going to be lying on some level, and it's going to create for us heartache and sorrow. Love alone is credible for the human existence. Love alone is the one value of human practice that guarantees we're going to make it. We're going to get through to another day. We're going to get through the challenges we face. And so what I want to talk to you today is about overcoming the obstacles to love. And you know it, don't you? There are a lot of obstacles to love, and we have to overcome them. You know, all of life is about overcoming, right? There is no such thing as a stress-free life. You've heard me say that before. Everything has some stress to it. Even the fact right now I'm holding a pen in my hand and I'm writing a note to myself so I don't forget something creates some stress for me. It creates a mental stress, but that's a stress I need to stay focused with what I'm sharing with you. If I'm pushing the gas pedal on my car, that's stressful. It's a very light stress. But it, you know, the pressure of the gas pedal being pushed by my foot is a stressor. If we could learn to see stress in that matter, that stress is a fact of life. Everything in life is about stress. If I'm closing the door is a it's a stressor. And yes, I understand we can get ourselves into way too many stressful situations. But the truth is, if we manage stress by seeing it as a natural part of life and then reacting and responding with ways to manage it well, then we'll move forward. Love has obstacles. And I see that the obstacles really are the stressors or the pushback that creates a stronger love. It creates the ability, or at least the opportunity for us to become more committed, strong, loving people. Overcoming the obstacles to love. The first way to overcome the obstacles of love is I've already covered. Admit there are obstacles. Admit that we have obstacles to love, right? I think there's a fantasy that we carry sometimes that if I just love, that there'll be no obstacles. Everybody will just drop their guard and everything will be, it's just be Mr. Bluebird is on my shoulder. No. In fact, I think that true love, true human love creates obstacles because there are folks who are just not accustomed to seeing real love, and they'll suspect something else of it. They'll think that there may be some other ulterior motive, you see, because they're used to being BS'd. They're used to being manipulated. They're used to the BS value of life as opposed to the love value. So that's an obstacle to love. But admit to yourself, there are obstacles. There will always be obstacles to love. And in order to overcome an obstacle, what do you have to do? Admit it. Admit that's an obstacle. So in the admission phase of knowing that there are obstacles to love, we can train ourselves to remember when we find ourselves faced with opposition to our love. Just remember, this is normal. This isn't abnormal. This is the human experience, all right? So first of all, admit there are obstacles. Secondly, evaluate. Evaluate the obstacle with a true sense that you aren't, you're not looking at some kind of monster. You're just looking at something that has to be measured well. So evaluate the obstacle. For instance, if I'm raising my child and giving my child the instructions they need to be a productive human being, and my child is resisting, let's say it's just the simplicity of cleaning their room, making their bed. Evaluate that. What's happening here? Maybe I just need to do a better job of training and teaching my child how to clean your room. What are the categories for your toys or the categories for your clothes? Where should you be putting things that are, more of a normal procedure for putting things up or making your bed? Evaluate the obstacle. In that case, have I really taught my child well? Have I given my child the instructions they need in being able to manage their bedroom? Now, that's an evaluation of why I've got an obstacle to love. If my child is fighting me about cleaning their room, and I'm just simply trying to be a loving parent to teach them a good adult skill, and they're fighting me, it's time to evaluate. Walk through the processes you've been through in having your child make their bed or clean their room. Evaluation on the adult side of life, when you're dealing with people that are angry with you when you're loving, or people that are cold in response to your love. It's a point. It's important to evaluate that. Not everything's personal. In fact, somebody once said, "Take nothing personally." That's a tall order. Take nothing personally, because every time you hear a horn honking in traffic, you don't have to take that personally. It may not be for you at all. It may be, but even that, you could regulate and see that maybe this is a person who is just always impatient with traffic. So it's not about me at all. It's about their impatience. Take nothing personally. The evaluation of an obstacle is really important in every level of life, but in particular when it comes to love. If you're going to overcome the obstacles to love, you have to evaluate what's happening here. What's really going on? If I'm facing somebody whose day has been horrible, if I'm looking at somebody who's been in a series of terrible events in their life, perhaps a loved one has passed away, perhaps they themselves are facing life and death situations. Maybe they've got a crushing load of rejection. Whatever they may be facing is what they're facing, and my love is simply looking at their challenges, and my love isn't being resisted. It's just simply that they're faced with so much going on in their life, they can't even see or feel my love. So in the evaluation of the obstacles of love, first of all, admit there are obstacles. Love does not erase obstacles. Second of all, evaluate the obstacle, measure it, take stock of it, be patient about it. Don't get in a hurry to figure out why your love has an obstacle there, but simply give it a good, solid evaluation. Now, number three, it gets a little trickier. Number three in overcoming the obstacles of love, number three, recognize that there are some people, perhaps not many, but there are some people who in some phases of their life are simply not ready for your love. They're not ready to accept any perhaps, but especially your love. Your love may be the most foreign concept in their existence. They may have not had a decent loving relationship in quite a while, and then you show up with love. Well, now you're looking at somebody who doesn't even know how to, on their side, to evaluate love. You're going to need to evaluate the obstacle, but they're not able to evaluate love. They're not ready. So in the definitions of love, 1 Corinthians 13 in the New Testament and the Bible says, love is patient. That doesn't mean just for a day, or not just for a week or even a month. Maybe love is patient for a year or longer. Love is long-suffering. It means that I'm going to see that there are folks that are simply not ready to accept the love that I'm offering. And in that, I'm not going to force my love, because then it ceases to be love. You see that? If I'm forcing love, well, now it's not love. So, admit there are obstacles to overcome. First of all, the list is this. We're overcoming the obstacles to love. We admit there are obstacles. We evaluate the obstacles. And then we recognize there are simply folks who are not ready for our love. Now, I'm going to take it another level from that same thought. Not only are some folks not ready, it is imperative for us on this next and fourth level of overcoming the obstacles of love. It's imperative for us to evaluate what we're doing well enough to be able to say, stop trying too hard or so hard in your effort to love. Just stop it. You know, there's a point at which love can, in your own life and heart and mind and meditation, your love can sit on a shelf. You can't, and I don't mean that with everybody. I mean that in terms of when there are obstacles. Perhaps it's just time to stop. Stop and make sure you're not beating yourself into a bloody pulp for trying to love somebody. Make sure in your determination to be a loving soul that it isn't drifting over away from love and into other values like manipulation. Hey, I'm loving you. I'm loving you. And then that becomes more than just, hey, I'm loving you. Hey, what's wrong with you? You need to receive my love. Stop. 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 If you're facing an obstacle to love, there may come a time with some folks, it's just time to stop. Make a boundary. Give yourself permission to hold the love on that person's life. Hold the love on that, and that circumstance, and just take a break. Give it some time to simmer. Simmer on the stove a little bit. Turn that heat down and just stop. You know, I think of this. My wife and I have had the great experience of being foster parents, and the one most outstanding and most challenging foster parent experience we had was with a young man in high school who came to us for a long-term foster care. He was so challenged in life. His whole life had been just a series of painful rejections. His whole life had been a series of traumatic experiences. We were starry-eyed. We were pretty young at the time. Our two natural children were very young, and so we were just starry-eyed and full of love. We were going to conquer this young lad with love. Well, that was a noble goal, but we didn't understand we were up against an obstacle to love. This young lad had no definitions of love that were functional for him. This young lad was not ready. This young lad demanded of us, without knowing he was demanding it, he demanded of us to just stop. Stop working so hard at this. Pull back. The obstacle to our love in him was so grand, was so enormous, was so, oh me, it required so much long-suffering that we needed at times to just stop. In fact, the foster care agency, it wasn't a state agency that we worked with at the time, but the agency that had put him in foster care with us said to us at one point, you all need a break. And this agency was so well-heeled and so thoughtful, they gave us an extended weekend away. They flew us out to California for a few days, and they gave us a few days off. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. And you know, for us, for my wife and I, it was a reminder that even love needs a breath. It just needs to take a breath, especially when the obstacle is so stringent and so difficult. And going back through my list here, being able to evaluate what's really happening here, we were so busy attempting to love that we weren't evaluating well what was happening. So we got some time off. Also, that agency gave us some training, and it really helped us to move forward in our love for a very challenging human being. Now, last but not least in this discussion of the obstacles to love, it is the norm for love to be forced to be strong. Now let me put that in a better context. Most of us have heard about tough love, right? But I've always said I have a problem with that phrase. It suggests that there is love and then there's tough love. See, I don't see those two things as two things. I see love is tough all by itself. If it's genuine love, if love is love, then love by itself is tough. If it isn't love, well, then it's maybe something else. Maybe it's just like, maybe it's just affection, maybe it's compassion. All of those are good things, but those are lesser values than love. So a strong evaluation of your own love is required to give yourself opportunity to pull away from these delineations of how love works. Well, there's tough love and then there's love. No, make sure that in your evaluation of love, you see love is love is love is love. Live in the strength of love, and make sure that in living in the strength of love, that you are not looking for excuses or reasons to stop loving. Make sure that you are seeing that there's no obstacle to love that is so great that it cannot be conquered by real love. Making sure that my love is a strong love and not just a flimsy definition of love, not just an excusing a definition of love. Well, we need to do some tough love now. No, I need love. I need to put a capital L on my love to see to it that this love is not just a borrowed definition from somebody else. Love that is love loves with strength and beauty. Love that is love is tough all by itself. Love that is love knows there is no failure in love. But love also knows I must be long-suffering. I must be patient. I must know that everything in love isn't going to be conquered today, and maybe not even tomorrow, or maybe not even this year, but love will remain. If you've ever driven toward a mountain range, and you've been there, I remember one time my wife and I drove out through New Mexico, and one of the first times I saw the Rocky Mountains, I remember in the plains, the flat lands of eastern New Mexico, you could see at some point there, you could see way out in the distance the blue outline of the Rocky Mountains. I remember seeing them from quite a long way out. I don't know how long that was, but it was a long way out from the ribbon of the highway in front of me. I finally saw that faint blue outline of the mountains. That's what I'm talking about here when we are aiming at love. Recognize that sometimes it's going to be a long journey to get there, but keep it in your view. Keep it on the horizon. Keep it as the object on the farthest horizon in front of you. Keep your steering wheel managed toward that goal. It's the only way to overcome the obstacles to love. So here's what I've shared with you so far today. I've said in overcoming the obstacles to love, we have to admit there will be obstacles. Love will be met with resistance. Second of all, evaluate what's really happening here. I don't know if I said this or not in the evaluation phase, but it has to do with evaluate yourself. Yes, evaluate the circumstance, the people around you, but evaluate you. Evaluate your need in those moments. Evaluate your own strengths and weakness in the moments. The next step in facing the obstacles to love is recognize that there are some people and situations that are simply not ready for real, authentic love at that moment. Their life is in a different stage. They're in a place where they just may not be ready. And maybe you're facing anger when you're giving love, and now it's time to recognize, whoa, for the next step in facing the obstacles of love, it's time to stop. And that's that next phase. Just stop. Stop trying so hard. Stop pushing so hard. And recognize maybe you just need a break. Maybe you just need to settle down and stop. And last but not least, make sure that your love is strengthened as love is love. It will always be strengthening itself. You don't have to look for a tough love. Make sure your love is tough all by itself, and that all your love is tough. You know, your love for a new puppy is going to need to be tough, because love for a puppy needs to be tough enough to make sure you teach that puppy some housebreaking rules, right? That's going to require a little bit of strengthening, right? But that's just love. It's not tough love. It's just love. Love gets you through that. Love walks you through that process. Love sees to it that you're not giving up on this brand new puppy. So in those recognitions of the obstacles of love, here's for me a summary. For me, the summary is that I have been the challenge. I have been the obstacle. I have been the reason somebody had to stop and pull away. I have been all of the things I just described. I would suggest you have been all of those things that I just described. You have been the reason why somebody had to stop and evaluate. The reason why people had to look at you and say, you're just not ready. I have been not ready for love. I have caused people to have to stop and pull away. You know, and it's funny. I remember a few occasions in my life when I felt people stop and pull away. I was missing that. I was missing their efforts, even though I was resisting their efforts to love me. When they stopped and pulled away, I just had this sense of, uh-oh, something's wrong. I've run them off. I've given them reason to pull away from me, and it got my attention. And I've been the obstacle. That's my whole point here. Say to yourself, I've been the obstacle to love. Recognize, admit it, knowing that's your inventory too. It's not just seeing other people's inventory. It's you're seeing you. And knowing that will create for you an opportunity to be just a tiny bit more compassionate and understanding when you're looking at obstacles. When you can look in the mirror and say, uh-oh, I've been an obstacle. Look at me. I'm cute and all of that, but I have also been an obstacle to love. Doing that is a freeing exercise. It's no fun, I know that, but it sure is freeing. It'll carry you away from the selfish notions that everybody's out to get you and your love when you see that you've been one of those everybody's facing and creating an obstacle for others in their efforts to love you. Well, in every No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love, I carry you to this concluding moments with two exercises. And I want to take just a teeny bit more time today with those two exercises. And the first one is breathing. Now, I don't want anybody to think for anything at all that I do this as some kind of time spending mechanism. For me, this is a noble and right purpose in knowing how to be a lover. In today's lesson on overcoming obstacles, when I stop, when I have to stop in my stringent desire to love, it's just time to breathe. It's just time to breathe. So that first exercise I lead you in the No BS Bishop as we close is breathe. Breathe well. Take good deep breaths. Maybe, you know, what I've done here is I've said, okay, on the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath, hold it in the basement of your lung for a few seconds, and then exhale. Maybe you need to kind of sneak up on that. Breathe a little more deeply and a little more deeply and a little more deeply with about 20 or 30 breaths. My point is, breathing is a way of bringing rhythm back to your emotions, brings a rhythm back to your meditation, your thinking, and especially if you've been faced with obstacles, breathing is how you settle yourself before you go running back at the race again. All right, so on the count of three, take one good solid breath and hold it in the bottom of your lungs, down there in the basement of your lungs, up against your diaphragm, on the count of three. One, two, three. Breathe in. Hold it in there. Nice and strong. And exhale. That's what you should do multiple times over. Not just, this is just me giving you an example. This isn't what I want you to do in terms of the time frame. Maybe you should take the whole time frame of a half an hour of this radio broadcast and just breathe well. It'll slow you down and it may even just stop you from your anxiety and any kind of panic about your obstacles to love. And the last exercise I do, I find so valuable for my life, and I hope it is for yours. I'm seeing great benefit in my life from it, and that is in terms of slowing it down, slow down the beautiful, most charming words in the human language, slow them down to I love you. Slow it down. And not just once in a while. Learn to do it with full intention on repeated occasions. I love you. It gets you back into a real connection to living a life for love alone. Living a life for love alone means that I pay attention to when I say I love you, I'm involved in the words. I'm involved with the person I'm saying this to. And that's why I tell you, get eye contact. Make sure you're giving them full attention. Did you know that there are some people in this world who have not heard I love you in weeks or months and maybe tragically years? I think the human condition suffers an emotional malnutrition when we're not saying those three words with real rhythm and intention. So I want you to imagine you can see my eyes. Look me in the eye. I'm looking you in the eye, and I want you to hear me say, I love you. Well, thanks for being here again today for this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I love you. I believe that lesser values to love devolve and just slide into the pit of BS. We're just baiting and switching. We're just giving people some kind of manipulative word sandwich, and we're not genuinely living for the highest human value in all of human experience, and that is love. Love alone is credible. Love alone is going to carry you through to the end of life with a powerful finish. So let's be lovers, shall we? And as we are lovers of the world and the life and the people around us, we will discover that every day is an opportunity to go out there and do something beautiful because, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. Thanks for being here again today for this episode of the No BS Bishop.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.